This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You are locked and loaded to the only frequency that makes sense. Capricorn FM, the best of lunchtime radio. I go by the name of King Bash, Abute Winterstock himself, right? And it is time to rock and roll on this vibrant Friday afternoon with the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And our motoring journalist, Prashira Naidu, is in the driver's seat, man, having recently taken the iconic Toyota GR Supra for a spin. He'll share all the details and also about a close call when someone tried to hijack him. Hey, you know what? But thankfully, he's all right, man. Plus, he will be giving us live impressions straight from Audi driving experience. Stick around for a motoring tip and a hot jam of the week, of course, to keep the vibes going, man. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic in yourself. How are you doing, King Bash?
I can't complain. I just can't wait to hear this close call of yours. But before I get carried away, you know, I can imagine, you know, the Supra, how it made, you know, that, how it made quite that impression, Prashirwin. You know, I was so jealous last week. I'm even lost for words right now. So when you said, you know, you had it in your garage, I mean, what was it like, you know, seeing it roll into the driveway, man?
King Bash, I must admit, my heart dropped to my stomach. I was sitting waiting patiently as the Toyota team came outside, dropped off the car in a convoy, and I just thought, my goodness, I was so excited. I was giddy like a little kid. I felt like 007 being graced with one of the last mountains, so to say. But the design really just captivated the heart. It's so beautiful with its cat-like eyes, low slung stance, 19-inch black wheels. It always had this beautiful grayish dark color, and it just blended so nicely and tastefully. But I mean, apart from looks, King Bash, every bit of it oozed, you know, a timeless design by the Japanese own brand. And I think, yeah, it was a close call indeed for me, but we'll get into it just now.
All right. So, I mean, we are all eager to hear about, you know, how the drive was, Prashirwin. I mean, give us all the details so we can fully appreciate what this beaut has to offer.
So this beauty is powered and by that lovely 3-liter straight six turbocharged petrol motor from BMW. It does share the same motor from the M240i, but I mean, King Bash, that thing is powerful. It pushes out 500 newton meters of torque, 285 kilovolts, and it's so punchy, and it's so quick, and it's so agile. I mean, this car just, it felt like, it was so tail happy as well, especially on the open road. As soon as you put your foot down, it wanted to shake and move, and so to say, and every bit of acceleration and movement from this car just felt amazing and impressed me. It was like a dream, and actually quite frugal too. I achieved 9 meters per kilometer for simple cruising. For obviously the fast and the furious driving, you can get about 13 meters per 100 kilometers. And yes, powered by the B58 motor from BMW, it is precise, tightened, and every bit of it is fun and not over the top. It's about 1.5 million rand. So I quite like the Supra, King Bash. I'm thinking of either getting a Supra over a Porsche.
Oh, you're taking it too far, but okay, I hear you. Maybe let me understand it. I mean, you know, being a sports car, the cabin is, you know, most likely straightforward, but from your perspective, Prashirwin, how does the view from the driver's seat feel?
So you're sitting quite low. It's as if one is sitting in a bathtub. That's how I describe it, but it's quite cool. You know, you feel like you're in some sort of like rocket spaceship. You're willing to go and drive, and it's so nice. And every bit of it is simple. The taste is simple. The design, Alcantara seats, a nice leather-wrapped steering wheel. And every bit of it, obviously, they have shared parts from the BMW. It is basically, you know, there you'll see BMW badges, which is cool. I think it's still cool. Car enthusiasts may scoff at me, but I think it's honestly pretty cool. Inside, all, you know, nice features, lane keeping assist, adaptive cruise control, heated seats, head-up display, ABS brakes, 7 airbags, and you definitely feel quite at peace in that car. And once you start it up, you can hear that engine roar, that V58 motor. It's like, it just makes you smile, King Bash.
Wow, amazing, amazing. I mean, I need to get into this. You know, I mean, I heard about, you know, the attempted hijacking with the Supra, and you managed to escape. Can you tell us what happened? And, you know, I want to ask, like, how are you feeling right now? Are you emotionally, are you okay? Physically, are you okay? How are you feeling, Prashirwin?
So I'm still, hey, I'll be honest with you, King Bash. It was one of those situations where I still kind of feel a bit shaken up. I still, I feel more, I'm leaning towards more angry. But it was one of those nights we were coming home from a mutual friend's party. It was about 1 a.m. You know, we're cruising with my dates. We're going to go home. And then all of a sudden, this white Haval comes in front of us and tries to stop us and block us. And one guy tried to get out of the car. And obviously, I sped off in the Supra. I evaded the situation. They chased us down King Bash. They tried to take us off the road. I was just trying to keep my cool. My dates happened to just call the authorities, get help, get back up. And we made it eventually to the police office. Thus led us where we all convoyed together to go track him down and find him. We eventually did. And he also sped off again. And he met his end as he crashed into a wall. He threw out the windscreen. He was injured severely as well. He didn't pass away, but you could hear that he was definitely in pain. And come to find out, these guys were on drugs. They were looking to obviously target people at night. And we were not only one of the victims, there was three or four others. But you know, King Bash, it wasn't one of those situations that I'm still kind of processing. Honestly, coming back to the light note, the Supra was one of the, it helped that situation, because I couldn't have imagined myself in any other situation with any other car. I don't think it would have had enough power to match what this car had, and it just helped us evade it safely. But yeah, that was the experience.
I mean, it's so great, man. I mean, like, God is really good, because Prashuren, at that moment, right, as you mentioning that, you drive cars almost every week, every day, different cars. So imagine you were test driving a slower car at the time. You know what I mean? So it's just goes to show how we are always protected. But yeah, man, sure. Sorry about that, Prashuren. Yeah. I'm just glad you're okay. You know, I'm just glad. I know, of course, you're still shaken up. I've been in one of those situations. I can relate to that. So I know exactly how you'll be feeling. It's going to take some time to wear off. Even when people come or behind your car, walk behind your car, you still feel like someone is still trying to take something from you. So it's still going to take a bit of time. But you will be fine. You'll definitely be fine.
Well, thank you, King Bash. As always, I appreciate it.
All right. So, I mean, on that note, man, let's quickly talk about the vibe at the Audi driving experience. What's it like out there, Prashuren?
It's quite fantastic, King Bash. I'm loving every moment of it. I did attend last year. I got the good fortune of coming again. And I've been taking the RS3 on the track. Ooh. We went through some ABS braking systems, you know, stopping, braking, then halfway through the track, taking it off on the track. There's a lot of things that we've been doing. It's so cool to be out here. The sun is blazing. And actually, I think we should reserve it, and maybe we'll chat about it next week about this experience. But I think for now, it's honestly quite nice just to be out here in the metal, something to take my mind off things. And I'm loving obviously the Audi doesn't go as the GTI, but it sounds so beautiful.
Oh man, that's so amazing. To wrap things up, Prashuren, could you share your motoring tip of the week and hit us with the hot gem to energize us for the weekend?
All right, King Bash. So on that note, I know everybody, it's the weekend. Hijackings are there, guys. It happens, you know, and obviously it's easier said than done. Remain calm, cool, collected. It's not that easy when you're in that moment. It is kind of really tough because everything is bouncing through your mind. But in those situations, please just be alert, be on high edge, and just make sure to keep safe and try your best to get help, get out of there quickly. And if you can't, don't try and play who has the bigger gun. Just let them take the car and go. But if you have the chance, seize it and go. Because I was not willing to be vulnerable in that situation, nor was my date, and I had to get out of there. So, yes, please keep safe during this weekend. And we're going to end off by Seals by Pharrell Williams, Katy Perry. And, yes, that is the vibe for the weekend.
Thank you so much, Prashuren. Catch you again next weekend. Do have a well-rested and energized weekend.
Thank you, King Bash. Have a blessed one, as always, and listeners.
That's how we wrap it up with Prashuren and Naidu. Right, catch him next week. Same time, same place. Yet another cool car review, man. Or read more at Eswatini for his latest car reviews, or explore za.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.